Did your husband grow up here in Pontotoc also?
They lived, now, my family came from Tocopole, a little town west of here. And his family came from the Fair Springs. They had a big three-story house. It was, they had a hotel. And they had what they called a spring lot that had dozens of deep wells, mineral wells. People used to come there from good piece off to drink that water.
Where was this? I didn't catch
it. At the Fair Springs.
Oh.
It's all the hotel and the springs both are gone now. But at one time it was a thriving little community. It had a good school and doctors.
And a resort?
Yes, it's more or less a resort. And they used to hold what they call camp meetings. Have you ever heard of camp meeting?
Yes, they. Kind of revival,
And they would stay at the hotel, you know, and then they would traveling men would stay there. They usually had the hotel pretty well filled up. So they moved here in 1909, and we married in 1910.
I see. And he had a store beside your father's, or your husband's father.
Yes. They both had what you call general mercantile store. It's everything from groceries to hardware. Groceries, dry goods, everything.
It's interesting. Two competitors would have provided.
Yeah. And so when we married, well, of course, they gave us the usual feather beds and pillows and things. And then Papa told me to come in and get all the towels and dishes and things I needed, you know. And Grandpa gave us the flour and sugar and all of that kind of stuff. So we felt like that we were real lucky.
Yes, and you probably were, right? For those times, very, very fortunate. Have you ever heard anybody call black coffee by any other name when you were much younger? Would they say you drink your coffee in a certain way? Someone told me that he used to, in his family.
Could I get you some more coffee and cake?
No, I'm just starting. Thanks. In his family, They used to refer to black coffee as drink your coffee
straight.
Straight.
Mm-hmm.
In his family, they said drink your coffee barefoot.
Oh no, I never heard of that.
Is that right? You just said straight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any connection. Do you?
Straight, I with sugar
and
cream.
Straight, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But
barefoot, I don't get that connection.
I don't understand it. He was quite sure that that's how they, and he couldn't explain why. It was probably some saying in the family and some significance there.
I have a friend up at the corner who is 98 that may give you, if you need some further
information
is what I was trying to say.
Actually, it is less the facts and more the expressions.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why Mrs. was thought of you, because she said that you're very active and that you would be likely to think of
We have